This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Discord, but are now Matrix? Is that the right word for it? I think we should call it, I don't know what we should call it. It's a Matrix server. We haven't discussed it on the air yet. So we're going to talk about that tonight, but there's instructions on how you can call in via this new method where you will sound better than if you call in on the phone. You can go to chat.lrn.fm and you get step-by-step instructions on how to do all that. chat.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And it's Arya.
So there are more than every server you host using the Matrix so it's plural. You would have to figure out what is the plural of the Matrix. There's only one Matrix, right?
Matrices? Matrices?
Matrix-I?
Well, no, matrices. It's with a C, right? M-A-T-R-I-C.
So the Matrix-C.
Matrices.
Matrices.
Matrix, pluralized, is matrices, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But does that roll off the tongue? Do people hear that and pick up on it?
You just say the Matrix server.
Yeah.
Because it's a Matrix server. It's like, there's no need to get into the technology.
How about the LRN Matrix?
Essentially, it's decentralized, it's Fediverse, it's federated. LRN Matrix, sure. Yeah. But that doesn't describe what it is. Of course, then again, Discord didn't describe what Discord was either. So
many people think that Discord means like conversation for some reason. Like the hateful James is like this so-called Discord server where there's no actual Discord. I'm like, dude, there's plenty of Discord, and it's all coming from you.
I think you might be confusing Discord with discourse.
Which would have made more sense as a name.
Yeah, and there actually is a plug-in, or not plug-in, but there's... That's what the forum software actually is. The forum software that we use at forum.freetalklive.com that almost no one uses is the discourse forums.
I didn't even know we had a forum.
give it another. If Discord survives, give it another 10 years, and all the millennials who've used it and who have loved it and used it to actually communicate well with their fellow human being will change the meaning of Discord to mean more something like discourse.
Could be. Discord, of course, is disagreement.
Yeah, exactly.
With that, right? Another human being. So, anyway, if you want to go to chat.lrn.fm and get the instructions on how to get connected to the chat server and then also how to call in via that method. But we also have the old toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE. All right, so you were going to come with me this morning, Arya, but it was just you were up too late playing video games.
Well, I wasn't playing video games. I was working.
No, I wasn't. I saw you playing video games.
Yeah, but I stopped that at, like, midnight. No, it was about one that I stopped playing, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I wrote an article. I got back to some work. And
you've been busy. Yeah, you've been really busy, and I don't blame you for not making it today. It was actually a good thing you didn't because you had some important stuff to get done today.
And it got done.
And it did get done.
So far, positive.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to go to the Cantwell trial. Christopher Cantwell. Well, it's not over, so you could go. Christopher Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we fired, I don't know, 2015 or I think it was 2015.
For being a Nazi.
He became, I don't think he was personally using that term at the time, but he was becoming a racist at that time, and then he went all the way down the rabbit hole and became a Nazi and ultimately became known as the crying Nazi because of some incident down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where Nazis fought with some Antifa people or something like that. And he ended up in jail for several months down there, took a guilty plea on a misdemeanor charge, ended up coming back to New Hampshire, where he has an apartment. And then earlier this year in January was raided at about 3 a.m. He was...
Why do they do it at 3 a.m., man?
Because they expect you to be asleep.
Okay.
In his case, he was awake, pantsless, apparently, and playing his Nintendo.
I don't know why that's funny.
It is funny.
I hate that he was arrested.
It's horrible. But
it is, but...
You know, occasionally...
If you're going to get arrested, that's how you should get arrested. Was he drunk?
They didn't say.
Probably. Well, you know, when I walk around the house and I'm looking odd, I'll pass by a mirror or something. I'm looking quite naked at this moment in time. And then I'm like, man, if the feds got me right now, I would be really embarrassed. Or it's really cold outside, and I'm getting dragged from my...
That's no fun.
And I'm thinking, are they going to give me the opportunity to put some clothes on?
Depends on who you're dealing with. It totally depends on the agents.
Did they let Cantwell get dressed?
I don't know the answer to that question. But I know I was in jail with a guy when I was in for civil disobedience. He was in there for selling an ounce of weed to some college students or something like that. And, well, you know, he was in there, and I don't remember what his sentence was. Must have been less than a year because he was in jail. But he was basically dragged out in his boxer shorts in the middle of winter.
For an ounce of pot.
Yeah. This was by Keene Police, mind you. Right. So you never know who it's going to be.
You know, my one stint with the law, they actually gave me a shirt at the jail. And I still have it, I think.
Wow.
I'm not surprised you still have it.
Oh, we can talk.
You probably still wear it.
Sam Dodson.
Saves you a trip to Walmart, right?
Exactly.
You weren't here when Sam Dodson was living here, right? He's got the best story. He went into jail back when there was the Westmoreland Jail, so the old jail here in Keene. And they kept him in there because he was refusing to tell them his name. So he was like John Doe, basically, to the court. Like, ultimately, they figured out who he was because it was in the, you know, he was in the news and somebody did the research. Somebody did some detective work and figured out what his name was. But because he wouldn't say it, they kept him in there on contempt of court for, like, I think 60 days, roughly.
Jesus.
And then finally, he never
Kudos
told him his
to
name.
Him, yeah. Man. I would have just given my name.
It's amazing. That's the kind of...
Yeah, but you have a job and stuff. I mean, you have to...
True, he didn't have a job to show up to. He was kind of working for himself. Anyway.
Well, even if I didn't, I would have just given my name, because I don't want to sit in jail for 60 days.
Still, it was an interesting thing.
It's fascinating. Kudos to him, man.
And here's the best part about it. After 60 days, he hadn't given his name... He's still there for contempt of court or whatever, and then they just gave him his stuff and told him, you're out. And they pushed him out the side door of the jail with his full orange jumpsuit on.
Wow.
So he actually left the jail, managed to somehow get in touch with one of us. You know, we came down, picked him up.
He's walking down the highway with his orange suit.
I forget
That's probably
how it
not
happened.
A safe thing to do. Some redneck will see you and decide to go vigilante on you.
I don't know if that'll happen in New Hampshire, but you know,
probably not.
No, well,
anyway, he made it, and he came into Free Talk Live that night with the orange jumpsuit on, sat in, and told the story.
That is awesome.
I bet you they had never seen anything like that.
No, I bet they hadn't either.
It's like, what do we do? I mean, every morning they're scratching their head. Who's that guy in, he's still here? What do we do about this guy? I don't know. We're just going to sit on it a couple more days.
Yeah, and you have to wonder when you go into a lot of these businesses these days now that are with the mask mandates, and we're going to talk about that coming up here because I had a bit of a mask adventure here in Fear World, this medical authoritarian hellscape that we have found ourselves in, is how many times have they gone up against this? How many times have people gone in to the federal courthouse, for instance, and refused to wear a mask and, you know, tried to, like, get into the courthouse, not with violence or anything like that, but I filed a couple motions in this particular case. Because, again, I wanted to go see Chris Cantwell's
You're probably
trial.
The first.
Yes,
at least here in New Hampshire.
I know that when we went to go and vote, when nobody, our co-host, myself, and my roommate, all three of us went to go and vote, it was, this is the primary election, the state primary, so just, you know, 2 weeks ago. When we went to go vote, I asked them, how many other people had shown up without a mask? And at the time we arrived, the answer was 6. And this was at like 4:30 in the afternoon. So you're talking about, you know, a fraction, a very, very small fraction of the total number of people who went to go vote who refused to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So very, very high levels of compliance.
Yes.
So ultimately, you weren't able to get in to see the trial.
No, and I did try multiple, you know, as many ways as I possibly could through their system, right? Like, so And we could get into more about what happened to Cantwell, and I'm sure we will. And I know that Vincent is expected to call in tonight, who did get – he did put a mask on. He went in. He stayed throughout the entire day at the trial today. And it's, of course, going to be a full week-long or two-week-long or whatever trial. So it's going to be going for a little while.
For this guy who said some mean things online.
How can they drag it out for two damn weeks?
It's the government, dude.
Here's one reason. The court is only meeting 2 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So one week for the court is Tuesday and Thursday.
God, what a time to be a nice, high-paid judge.
How are they getting anything done?
They're not. Cantwell's case is criminal case for the year of 2020, number six.
Really?
Number six at the federal courthouse. There's more coming up. We'll share it with you. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
invited. If you want to join us, take control of the airwaves here. What happened in and around the Chris Cantwell federal trial for so-called interstate extortion and interstate threats? And I think they ended up adding cyberbullying or something. There's a third charge, which I don't recall.
I thought they were trying to hit him with, like, drugs or something.
No drug charges came.
Good. That's good.
I guess.
Well, I mean, it could be worse, right?
We're talking about Chris Cantwell, who is former co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Who is now a political prisoner.
He is sadly a political prisoner. He is also an a-hole, so it makes it hard to, to like the guy. I find him likable on some level and then quite distasteful on most levels.
I find him completely repugnant as a human being, but he is a human being and he deserves to be free.
And he certainly doesn't deserve to be behind bars for what they're alleging that he did, which is threaten and try to extort somebody over Telegram who was probably as bad, if not worse, of a Nazi white separatist scumbag as Chris Cantwell.
So basically, what is this legal nonsense that
two
I was
Nazis
handed?
I don't know. Cunningham was just handing it to you. It's just a judge's order from federal court about all their requirements, how they're doing everything differently, how they're cutting back to 2 days a week.
Yes, the CDC recommends all of these things, and so I mandate that you will do what the CDC recommends.
Fear. Video conferences. We're just now starting to have actual trials, but only one trial for this entire, like, cavernous courthouse, this humongous. If you've ever been in the federal court in Concord, it is a massive structure for New Hampshire, right?
So the question is, what has happened to all of the other cases? Are they on the back burner? Or are they been released?
No.
What about a person's constitutional right to a speedy trial?
Well, generally you have to request that.
You have to request a speedy trial?
Yeah, so if it turns out, so this is, I learned
this
years
ago. Who the hell
would
it request that?
Well, I learned years ago, I just figured, we all grew up in the government school system or whatever.
You wait in line.
You've seen it on the movies. You've seen the thing about the speedy trial, right? It's in the Constitution. You figured you'd get one, right?
He was arrested in January?
Yes, that's right.
So he's been in jail almost a year and has not gotten a trial. His trial just started.
Yeah, okay. That's right. So what I learned years ago, at least in the state court system here in New Hampshire, after having waited for however God knows how long for whatever trial, and I'm like, well, what happened to the speedy trial? And I put in a motion, about that, and the court's response was, well, we'll get you a speedy trial, but you have to say you want one first.
I would just languish here in jail while you took your freaking time.
That's honestly what their position is if you don't request a speedy trial, then obviously don't want it.
So Cantwell never brought this up? He wants to languish in jail?
No, he wanted to get out. He attempted to get out on bail twice. And they
denied it both times.
And they painted him as though he is some sort of a menace to society. He's violent and dangerous. And, he did use violence in a fight when they were fighting with the Antifa people. But who knows who really started that. I mean, both sides are pointing fingers at each other.
I've been to this dude's house. If he was going to be violent towards someone, it would be me.
Yeah.
And he's not a violent person.
I've never seen him
He's a hateful person.
Yeah, I've never seen him be an aggressor.
Yeah.
He can defend himself.
Sure.
But anyway, let's go to Ronaldo. He's in Arizona. I got a lot more to say about my adventure into fear world today. Ronaldo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. So I called here about a month ago.
Okay.
I was kicked out of CVS. I'm here to like some update on
You were kicked out of the CVS. Okay, for not wearing a mask, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the update?
I just kept calling and calling on their, like, the CVS hotline, and they eventually just say, this is a target. No, it's not CVS. And I kept calling.
Why were you calling them over and over again? What did you think that was going to do?
Because I had to tell them about the Doug Ducey mandate.
The what?
That the Doug Ducey mandate. That,
who's that?
That you have a religious and health exemption.
Who's that? The governor? Is that the governor there in Arizona?
Yeah, it's the governor. The governor is a Republican.
And you wanted to tell them about what mandate exactly?
It's a health mandate. A health mandate. He forced on us, I guess. But
what were you going to inform CVS about that mandate?
Huh?
Okay. You were going to inform CBS that it had a health and religious exemption, correct?
No, they had that, you know, those whole signs on the doors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, like, dude, your copy of that health mandate, there is a religious and health exemption for it. And I just kept calling.
Now, were you calling the, I just want to clarify, were you calling the store in question directly, or were you calling, like, the corporate offices of CVS?
Yeah, I was calling the store until they just kept stopping. Answering me.
Yeah, well, that's basically, I mean, that's essentially harassment. I mean, that's not a very kind thing to do, to call somebody incessantly over and over again, even if, you know, you don't like the way they're doing their business. Generally, if somebody is doing their business in a way you don't like, it's totally appropriate to tell your friends and, you know, publish it on social media or your blog or whatever about the bad experience you had. And there's certainly nothing wrong with, I would say, calling the business to express yourself to them. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. But if you've called once and the business, like, says, oh, we don't want to listen to you anymore, and hangs up the phone, or if you just get hung up on, I would say if you just get hung up on, could have been like an accident, right? I think you could call back one time, like, hey, I got disconnected. And if then they're like, hey, leave us alone, then you really ought to leave them alone.
You know, I would agree. Hanging up on someone is not a good way to end the conversation, because there are so many cell phones, so many dead zones,
right,
and things like that.
Know.
Yeah.
And especially considering that the little old lady that told you to put your mask on at the front door,
right,
she didn't create this ordinance, these policies. It's the guy above her, and you'll probably never get a chance to actually talk to, because it's some guy behind a desk, you know, one of the shareholders, one of the board members,
or more likely an attorney. Yeah. That works for CVS.
Who advises the board. The little lady doesn't know what's going on. She, in fact, as soon as you probably left the building, she probably pulled her mask down. I see this time and time again. There's a couple stores that I deliver to, and I'll walk in there, and I'm usually jogging, so I usually catch people in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And I've caught employees all huddled around having a conversation, all of them without their masks on.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they see me, mask goes up.
Even though you don't have a mask on.
Even though I don't have a mask. And that's actually a really good point, because I never wear a mask. But I do respect the numbskull policies of these places, and so I just don't do a whole lot of shopping these days. I do a lot of curbside crap.
Well, the employees will pull off the mask to talk to each other, because, I mean, let's be honest, if they work 8 hours a day together, 5 days a week, then if one of them gets COVID, they're all going to get it, mask or not.
Not to mention, it's kind of nice to breathe every now and then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, could you imagine wearing a mask nonstop for 9 straight hours, 10 hours, 12 hours?
It is awful.
I do it multiple
times
a week. Yeah. It sucks.
But you actually take breaks in between, right? You smoke, too.
Yeah,
so Aria wears her
so
mask.
So it's not continuous.
And then she goes to have her cigarette break, and that's when she picks the mask off.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, thank you for calling and sharing your experience. And I get it, man. People are frustrated. A lot of people are frustrated by this mask madness.
Are they?
Don't harass somebody over it. That's not going to help. Things better.
There's nothing you can do to attack CVS on something like this.
No, it's a corporate monster.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Although I do support not wearing masks and going in and making them kick you out to some extent. We can talk about that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is testifying before a Democratic-led House committee regarding the administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary also says the White House is willing to sign on to a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
More than 200,000 Americans are dead because of coronavirus complications. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying the United States crossed that threshold on Tuesday. Over 95,000 deaths have come from five states, including New York, California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. More than 6.8 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising to move ahead with consideration of a Supreme Court nominee.
The president planned to use the power the voters gave him to make a nomination. Senators will use the power the voters gave us to either provide or withhold consent as we see fit.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The city of Louisville making preparations as a grand jury decision appears to be forthcoming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. We're talking about a few different things sort of in the mix all at the same time. Chris Cantwell went on trial today for day number one after being in jail for 9 months, roughly. As he awaited this trial, after he was arrested earlier this year on so-called interstate extortion, interstate threats, and I think a cyberbullying charge. Anyway, he was in a telegram.
Is cyberbullying really a charge? I mean, is that a criminal offense?
I don't remember what the third one was. It was something like,
okay,
or tantamount to cyberbullying. But ultimately, that's what all these charges are. The threatening is over interstate, so it's using an internet chat, in this case Telegram, to have a nasty gram with some other Nazi scumbag that he was
just
fighting with.
It's curious that the FBI would intervene here when it's mm-hmm. like two despicable Nazis hating at each other. It's like, yeah. What? Just
let them
sit back and let this play out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an interesting article written by a woman who's been following the Cantwell case very closely because he ended up targeting her. She's an independent journalist. I think it's Hillary Sargent, if I recall correctly, who wrote
like a Nazi would do.
She wrote a really extensive piece about him on, I think, more than one occasion. And I forget where I was going to go with that. Anyway, there's a lot that's happened today. One thing, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency. And it is not too late to get started into this. Yeah, you know, it was a decade ago or 11 years ago that this thing got off the ground. But it's still barely off the ground, in my opinion. And we may be looking back 10 years from now and saying, hey, remember when Bitcoin was only only $10,000 a piece. That's a possible future. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but you really ought to take the time to learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. It's Ian Conan and Aria in the studio here tonight. So,
you know, I prefer us looking back in 10 years going, remember when we used to use the USD?
The dollar,
yeah. Remember that? Remember when we measured the value of Bitcoin in dollars?
If we can get there in 10 years, I'll be amazed.
Well, we might have some time to get to the story concerning the new legislation in the Senate dealing with the Banking for All Act.
This is about the digital dollar.
Which is about the digital dollar and the digital wallet.
Well, remind me,
I will end up snapping if we talk about banks tonight.
And I think...
Do not get me started on banks.
This is real. This is coming down the pipe. And
oh, yeah. There's other governments looking at similar things.
As far as the cryptocurrencies currently being used, I think there is no better way to get them up there, Bitcoin included, than to... introduce this new digital wallet and get the people on board because they really don't know how to use it.
So you think this will be good for Bitcoin?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about it later. I definitely want to get into what happened today with the Chris Cantwell hearing that I never got into because
you never got into the damn building.
Well, I got into the lobby, but not past security. So so here's what happened. Okay, so I come up to the front door. I meet Vincent, who's there as well. He's able to drive now, so he's driven himself there, and it's his first time in Concord. It's his first time at a court. So his first time at a court.
Wait, what?
He's at federal court. Yeah, he says he's never been to court with us, like any of the activist trials or anything. And I think he's right. He's never been. He'd remember it if he had.
Yeah.
So his first time at a courthouse is the worst possible courthouse you can possibly visit in New Hampshire, the federal court. And I say that because you have absolutely no rights at federal court. You get that Constitution with the Bill of Rights in front of you. Go ahead and just tear that up because you don't have a right to be the media because you can't bring in a camera and you can't bring in an audio recording device.
You can't take in a camera?
No.
But you're literally with the media.
Doesn't matter. Not only that, you can't even bring in your phone into this court.
You can't take in your phone.
Now, some people are going to hear that and they're going to be like, well, of course you can't take your phone into court. Because in some places like Massachusetts, they don't let you take your phone into the state courts. But in New Hampshire,
how the hell do they justify that?
Well, courts are like the judge's little fiefdom, and they can basically come up with whatever rules that they want to for it. But for whatever reason, New Hampshire state courts, you can bring a phone in there, no problem. You can bring a laptop in there, no problem. You can...
They kind of expect to be recorded here in Keene.
In Keene, they certainly expect that, and I've recorded in plenty of other places in New Hampshire with no issues, really.
Issues in Manchester, but they were really minor.
Yeah, so you can bring electronic devices into the court as long as you're not making noise.
Can you carry?
No, definitely not.
That's stupid.
No, they will stop you at the security checkpoint if you try.
You're going to deal with the government. That's like the one place where you would actually probably need to open carry.
Oh, yeah, you're such a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a realist.
They will stop you from opening carrying. Well, to their credit though, they won't arrest you for it. Like in some states, if you try to walk into a courtroom or any kind of court facility, if you just walk in the door with a weapon, as I understand it,
you might get shot.
You're at a serious risk of bodily injury or arrest. Here, you can actually walk up to the court guards or whatever the security agents, and you can hand them a gun. And say, can I check this with you, please? And they will give you a number.
It's like a wild, wild west.
Yeah, and they will lock your gun up.
New Hampshire is wondrous, man.
They got a chalkboard behind them. You write your name on there and how many firearms you just checked in.
Well, one of the most effed up things about the federal court is, like I said, they won't let you bring a cell phone in there. You can bring the cell phone to the security checkpoint. Now, don't walk into federal court with a weapon. Don't do that
one.
But if you accidentally, forget your cell, if you keep your cell phone on you, forgot to leave it in your car, they will allow you to leave the cell phone, but then you are, one, leaving your cell phone with federal agents while you're spending hours in the court. Probably not a good plan. And two, the way they handle it, is they just kind of leave all the cell phones on the security counter, and then when you walk back up to them, you can be like, that's my phone. and then just take whichever phone you want to out of the whole, you know, 10 phones or 5 phones or whatever are there, and they don't know if it's your phone or not. They didn't give you a number assigned to it or anything like that. You're just, oh, yeah, there's my brand new iPhone or whatever it is that's there. If somebody wanted to steal a phone,
so advice for me is leave your phone in your glove compartment.
Yeah, definitely leave the phone in the car. In fact, you
do they have sensors for this? I mean, couldn't you just, like, put it on silent?
Oh, yeah, they've got a metal detector. You're going to be taking your shoes, your jacket, your belt. It's more invasive, I would say, of a search than even the TSA at this point.
Whoa, but do you have to take your mask off?
No. In fact,
so you could hide something in your mask.
You could totally hide drugs in your mask, and they would have no idea. Dude, all those people walking in. Garrett Ian actually walked in, for a blogger over at freekeen.com. He lives in Concord. He had one of those.
He's a total maskie.
He had one of the, I don't know, is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. He had one of those masks on. It wasn't like the medical one. It was like the more kind of Bane-style mask, the Batman,
with
bad guy.
With the rebreather on the side of it.
Yeah. So he totally could have had like a bunch of ecstasy pills in there if he wanted. And they would have no idea. But for the most part, it's a fairly...
My play carrier mask could hold a whole lot of ecstasy. Just saying.
And probably a knife.
I mean, well, they have a metal detector.
Okay, there's no reason to smuggle drugs into the courthouse.
Just to see if you can do it.
I would not risk it, though, because, I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
There are a lot of cops there.
You haven't heard...
Excuse me. Candy seems to be, like, falling out of your mask here.
I recall a situation right here in Cheshire County, a couple years ago. Some dude tried to smuggle drugs into the courthouse so he can pass it to one of his buddies.
Unbelievable.
And he got caught.
Of course he did. That's stupid.
So that's just one guy get caught. It makes me think it happens all the time.
There was a guy that did that in the jail out here, too, years ago. He got caught for smuggling drugs into the jail.
Well, I can see that. Drugs
get into the jail and prison system somehow, often by corrupt guards. But
usually it's where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
I think it's those pesky drones. People passing their drones over the top of the jail. Didn't they try to create some legislation a couple years ago?
I don't remember if it was New Hampshire.
It being illegal to fly drones over the jail.
Yeah, I don't think it's legal to fly drones anywhere in anywhere near the government rooms. Yeah. So I walk up to this federal facility, which I actually started calling the church.
Sure.
When I was posting today, I said I'm at the Federal Church building in Concord.
It's not just the church. It's the Grand Cathedral.
Dude, it looks like a really creepy church.
Of course. It is a church.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, like, even more so than your typical courthouse. When I was sitting in there, because I had to sit there and wait as the judge was going to look at this motion that I'll get into, but I'm looking up at this entrance, this really ornate entranceway, and just thinking, it just didn't have stained glass. The glass was clear, but otherwise...
The Masons built it.
I bet you're right about that, too.
Yep.
So, 855, 450, free, a journey, an odyssey into Fear World in one of the worst courts you'll ever go into, federal court. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our Grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. We are talking about generally what was surrounding the craziness that was surrounding the Chris Cantwell trial today. And I don't even know what happened in the trial. I couldn't get in. Huh, thought you had a right to free speech, free press, all that stuff. Nope, not in the federal courts now. That's off limits. Unless you have the hall pass.
What?
The mask. The face mask. That's the hall pass.
I thought it was some Harry Potter stuff or something where you get a special frog or something.
It's your little indicator that you're part of the new first class citizen or whatever, even though, you know, there's no such thing as a citizen. First class person, let's call it that. And now the second class people are those of us who won't wear the mask. And we are being treated as such. We are being denied access to various different corporate stores, and it's going to possibly get worse with this new ordinance coming to Nashua, so we definitely got to talk about that because it's going to get crazy. They're already doing $1,000 fines from what I understand in Nashua, and it's going to get worse. So I tried to go into this federal courthouse where Chris Cantwell was on his first day of trial today. Just, I wanted to observe the court. I'm a member of the media. I'm also arguably Chris Cantwell's minister. I mean, I don't think he...
here you are calling the courthouse the church, and you are an outside minister.
Yes.
from another church. Coming in to spy on this particular incident. By the way, did you post that anywhere that the folks could see the front of the courthouse?
Yeah.
You were just trying to describe what it looked like, and it does look like a church.
It's on my personal social media profile, so I don't know the easiest way you can find that, but just look for FTL Ian on Mastodon or Liberdon.com, and maybe I can put it on the Free Talk Live profile. But yeah, it's a creepy looking building.
Well, it's if it looks like a church, if a church could be also a fortress. because that's what
it's heavy.
And the term of architecture that that came to mind is the brutalist style, which, by the way, Chris Cantwell claimed to be a brutalist libertarian. How do you like that? Yeah, he's housed.
Well, this was when he was a libertarian. He no longer is a libertarian.
No, he's just a brutalist.
Straight up fascist.
If any brutalists out there who still coined the term, used the term, could tell me exactly what that means. I know what it means in architecture, but if you know what it means as a libertarian or as an alt-right or whatever.
I haven't heard the term used in years. I mean, I presume there's still
some. Probably one of the only ones.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially the idea that the libertarianism is the non-aggression principle, wherein you don't use aggression against people. But if somebody uses aggression against you, you have the right to respond. Most would say in kind, meaning that you would meet...
I would say proportionally. Yeah,
proportionally, that you would meet the aggression with the necessary response, the necessary level of violence to stop the aggression. Not to necessarily kill the person who's aggressing against you, although that certainly is an option in certain circumstances. But the brutalist would say that whenever there's aggression being used, that the victim has the right to go to the max with the response. Meaning if somebody like... pokes you, you could pull your gun out and, you know, blast him. Or if the classic little girl tramps through your daisies, you could pull out your gun and blast him or lob a grenade at her.
It sounds like he was unhinged even when he was a libertarian.
He was controversial,
sure. All right, well, the reason I bring all this up because I don't really think that's what it means. I think he might have gone somewhere else with that.
Okay. I don't know what else brutalist would mean.
That's the way it was described.
Well, as in architecture...
We're not talking about architecture. Well, we're talking about Christopher
Cantwell. They got it from somewhere, and I'm pretty sure
it came from brutal. The word brutal has a very long history.
You've heard of the word brutal.
Yeah, but I've only heard brutalist in one instance.
I'm telling you, that's architecture. The way it was described.
All right, and this is the architecture side. All right, minimalist, also bulky and showcasing the strength and the materials that made that setup. But it's not supposed to be flashy. It's not supposed to be, you know, lots of gadgets. It's just straight up. You're a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking he probably embraced that part of it.
I think you're giving him too much credit.
But
Christopher Cantwell, the prime Nazi.
Out like you did, man.
but non-aggression. I mean, I'm sorry. You don't pull your gun out and shoot a kid that's stepped on one of your flowers.
This is what caused hours of arguments over the Keene Activist Center. But remember Allie Havens?
I remember all. Yeah. Yes, I remember Allie all of this. Havens he was excommunicated or something.
She and he went hardcore against one another and argued loudly over this for a long time, and it caused a large amount of strife. Anyway, let's move on.
All right, Christopher Cantwell is locked in the building that he created.
He is there, and he's facing multiple felony counts of interstate threats and interstate extortion. And we're going to hear from, I think, Vincent at some point tonight here once he gets done.
He put the magic hall pass on his face and smuggled some drugs, and we'll ask him about that, too.
So I come up to this place, and there's a guy out front who I recognized from the last time that I was there, because I went to Cantwell's bail hearing.
Right.
Months and months ago, before all the crazy stuff really started to happen. And he even says it was before the whole COVID thing, so it must have been
March. It would have had to have been, because the ones that we discussed going, they turned out to be virtual only.
Yeah, so it must have been longer ago than I thought it was. But anyway, I met this security agent who works at the courthouse there, who claims to be the head of security. His name's Joe. Nice guy, right? Like, a lot of these guys are good at playing the nice guy. And he and I were chatting outside of the courtroom the last time I was there, and I asked him mostly about himself, right? Like, I'm not going to talk about myself, but I was asking him questions about, you know, who he was and where he was from. And you know, he's from New Hampshire originally, and he likes guns, and, you know, learned a bit about him. So I recognized him, even though he's got the mask on, right? And I'm like, oh, hey, Joe. And he looks at me and he's like, do I know you? And I said, well, I remember you. And he deals with people all day.
Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He's not going to remember me. And he's like, yeah, you were decent. You know, you were decent to me, so I remember you, right? And so he lets me get in at least into the lobby area, and then ultimately, after I've waited in line, which is a socially distanced line, of course, after I've waited in line, he then says, oh, do you have a mask? So I didn't even get a chance to even start going. I'd, like, taken my belt off, getting ready to go through security. I'm like, nope, I'm not. I don't wear a mask. I've got a medical condition. And in the actual order from the judges in the courthouse, there's a lengthy paragraph, paragraph 11, which addresses masks and social distancing in the Rudman Courthouse. All persons in public areas, elevators, bathrooms, and courtrooms for an in-court hearing, jury trial, or grand jury session shall at all times wear a face covering or mask that covers their noses and mouth.
What if you only have one nose?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's a little weird, that writing. The court will provide a face covering / mask for those seeking entry who do not have their own covering. For in-court hearings and jury trials, the presiding judge may permit the removal of a face covering or a mask for the purpose of facilitating a hearing or otherwise promoting the functioning and effective operation of a court proceeding. And from what I understand, they're going to be giving the witnesses clear masks in the trial. So that way you can see their facial expressions.
So they understand the value of being able to see a person's face when you're interacting with them.
Yeah.
How does
a clear mask work?
Clear plastic.
And how do you breathe?
Probably some holes or something. I don't know.
So isn't that where the spit comes out? The little holes?
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't that the whole reason to wear a mask is to keep the spit off? Because the mask.
Maybe they'll give them the face mask. Maybe it'll be the face shield.
It'll probably be the face shield.
All right,
the security agents had those on. The security agents at the front had the mask on and the shield on in front of their face.
Oh, God.
Dude, this is almost getting to the point of... Have you guys seen 28 Days Later?
Were they wearing goggles?
I think I saw it like a decade and a half ago.
One of the scariest zombie movies. And the reason is because they introduced sprinter zombies.
Yeah, the fast zombies. Yeah,
God, that's scary. Yeah. Anyways... Just drops of this stuff in your eye will
and you're a zombie,
you're a zombie just like that. And I'm thinking this is where we've gotten.
That's what people think is going to happen.
The people think someone's going to look at them wrong and they're going to get this.
Oh yeah, I had one lady. I was outside of the court waiting for some paperwork at one point in the afternoon, and I'm standing out like by the entrance, sort of down by the sidewalk, like right when the stairs start to go up.
And she walked around and gave you wide
berth. Yeah, she literally is walking towards me on what was a fairly wide sidewalk, not quite a 6-foot sidewalk, but a wide, maybe 4 to 5 foot wide, and she steps off of the sidewalk into the road and just make sure she can stay as far away from me as she possibly can.
You're a leper, man.
Yeah.
We live in a leper. You were looking for names of what to call this place.
Lepers.
We are the lepers.
Leperland. Yeah. That's
how
we're
not sick.
They treat you like you are, though, right?
Yes, because they're crazy.
Yes, and paranoid.
And paranoid.
So here's the rest of the statement here. So grand jury proceedings. So again, for grand jury, the U.S. attorney can petition or shall petition the court to obtain permission for any individual to deviate from the requirement to wear face covering / mask. If any person entering the Rubman courthouse has a, quote, medical condition, unquote, that makes it unsafe to wear a face covering / mask, the presiding judge may make an exception to the face covering requirement. So based on that statement, I went ahead and put in a motion to the court. Because they weren't going to let me in, and I knew that it just said nay, right? So it's totally to the judge's discretion to allow or disallow somebody in, or to allow somebody in without a mask.
Did they make Chris Cantwell wear a mask?
Exactly.
Yes.
What happens if you are on trial and you refuse to wear a mask?
Great question.
I hope
I don't have to find that out.
Will you find yourself looking like Hannibal Lecter strapped to a board with one of those things?
They force you to wear one. Yeah, they probably would. 855-453.
Force you to wear chains.
855-450-3733. That's true, although they usually will unhook your hands during the trial in a lot of cases. More coming up here in moments. Hour two's next. It's Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.